shun overwork and distrust of brethren. Now, Brother Haskell, I suppose that you are in California and that you will find much work to do. I hope that health will be granted to you, but be careful not to overwork. You know that your head will not bear much perplexity, therefore shun this, and do not load down with responsibilities that others should carry. If your brethren seek to save you from overwork, do not mistrust their efforts. Do not think that it is because they have not confidence in you that they put some of the responsibilities upon others, for this will make you wretched. Thinketh no evil, is one of the blessed attributes of Jesus Christ. Your case has been laid open before me, and I know from what has been presented, that you spend many hours of grief and despondency because you think your brethren simply tolerate you but do not put confidence in you and trust you. It would not be right for them to act toward you as they have acted toward Elder Butler. Men have placed him where God should be placed, and by so doing have ruined their own religious experience and have also ruined Elder Butler, and the church was becoming strengthless, Christless because they glorified men when every jot of glory should be given to God. Beware of Satan's devices. Nothing can weaken and unbalance the human mind like brooding over supposed wrongs, thinking that you are not appreciated. I greatly desire that you shall have a trustful mind, that you shall not depend upon your past confidence in God, but have a present, fresh faith, and maintain your confidence without wavering. Your soul must daily be warmed and invigorated by the truth of the gospel, and you refreshed by a daily living and new experience. I want you to have comfort and hope and joy in the Holy Ghost. Never, never feel the slightest disturbance because the Lord is raising up youth to lift and carry the heavier burdens and proclaim the message of truth.